Okay, tonight's shiur, we're going to try to, Be'ez Hashem, have a little review of the 10th and 11th parak of Maseches Chulin through the vehicle of the Shulchan Aruch. Just a review, many of us do not have the privilege to do the mitzvah of Zerah L'chaim and Keva and the mitzvah of Reishis Hageiz Befoal, so the way that we're mekayim it is to learn the Gemara and also to go through the Shulchan Aruch. So we're just going to go through most of the halachas of the Shulchan Aruch and the two simanim in Shulchan Aruch about this, and hopefully point out reminders of what we discussed during the daf, some other ha'aris and interesting points, one or two new things that we didn't discuss in the daf, but we will start with the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, first we'll discuss Simon Samach Aleph and Yerodeah. Those listening, there are no sheets for this year, so it's just Yerodeah. So you should get a Yerodeah Chelek Aleph and Chelek Gimel, or it's Chelek Dalet if your Yerodeah split up into four. So we'll start off with Simon Samach Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of Zeroa L'Chayayim V'Keva. Halachas of Matnas Kahuna. There's one Simon in Shulchan Aruch on Matnas Kahuna. Later on, we have other in the category of Chumas and Maestrus, later on in the last Chelek of Yerodeah, but here we have Simon Matnas Kahuna in Simon Samach Aleph. It's interesting where the Shulchan Aruch places it. The Shulchan Aruch just puts Matnas Kahuna right at the Hilchas Shechita. Right at the Hilchas Shechita, you have Hilchas Shechita, Hilchas Treifus, then Matnas Kahuna, even before Aver Menachai, Chelev Dam, Malicha, which we usually do after Shechita, and then, after Malicha comes the other halachas that we discussed, Basav Achalav, Tarovis, but that is right at the end of Treifus, as if it's a lead-in. Maybe that's alluding to the halacha that we will learn about, but already jumped to it. Maybe it's alluding to the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says later on, that the Shochet is the one that has the first requirement of giving the matanis. It's the show. We'll, Be'ez Hashem, read that in a few minutes. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch. I'm just trying to find it now. If not, I'll come back to it in a few minutes when we get up to it. But the Shulchan Aruch says it's the Shochet Zovchei Hazavach. So maybe that's alluding. That's why the Shulchan Aruch just places it where he does. The Rambam puts it in Hilchos Bikurim. The Rambam, Zerah L'chaim and Keva, are not in Hilchos Shechita. It's Hilchos Bikurim. Interestingly, this is not for now. But the Rambam puts Hilchos Shiluach HaKan in Hilchos Shechita. Why is that in Hilchos Shechita? Right, you could say, where else should it be? Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik once said, you can only ask why it's somewhere if you have a better place for it. So, Shiluach, like, yes, why are all these things in Yerodeah Chelek Gimel? That's the last Chelek. So he says, the Shulchan Aruch put in everything. Mila, Tztaka, Avelus. Where else are you going to put it? So you put everything there. So Shiluach HaKan, I think, well, where else should it be? Where else should it be? So there's not an exact context where it should be. Hilchos Shechita. No, that's why should it be in Hilchos Shechita? You're not shechting the bird. Isser v'heter, it's in Yerodeah. It's interesting, though, that the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Shechita. Anyway, but here, the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Bikurim, and the Shulchan Aruch does it, but not putting it with the other Matnas Kahuna of Truma, of Reishis Hageiz, of the others that are given, that is at later on in Yerodeah. Specifically, this one is put here. Okay, so let's start off with some of the halachas. The halach is Simen Samach Aleph Sif Aleph. Chayev Litein LeKohen HaZeroa V'Alachayayim V'Akeva Shal Sharveseh. Halach applies to oxen and sheep. You have to give the Zeroa, L'chaim Akeva. The Shulchan Aruch then goes into what exactly are these parts of the animal, as the Mishnah describes at the end of the 10th Perek, which is Perek HaZeroa. If you remember, the Sefer HaChinuch quoted in his Shorash HaMitzvah, the Gemara at the end of the Perek. Remember, Perek HaZeroa is Kuf Lamed through Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis. Those four blot. Those are the four blot of Reishis of Zeroa, and Reishis Hageiz is the next, Kuf Lamed Hei through Kuf Lamed Chesem Beis. So if you look in the Gemara, the last Amud of Perek HaZeroa, if you remember, the Gemara quoted the Chazal, what is the reason for Zeroa L'chaim HaKeva? It's Keneged the Maisa of Pinchas. Says the Gemara, Darshi Chamuros HaYomrim HaZeroa Keneged HaYad, V'cheinu Mar V'ikach Romach B'yado, he took the spear in his hand, that's why the Kohanim Rezocha to the Yad, the Zeroa L'chayayim is Keneged Tfila, he davened, and Keva Kamashma, it says, V'es Isha Es El Kubasa. So Dafko, for what Pinchas did, he was Zocha to get these Matanis. If you remember, the Ben Yehoyada said on that Gemara that even though, as we will see, the Kohen is not supposed to ask for these, he's not supposed to have any active part in getting the Matanis. It says, V'nasan la Kohen, Pinchas was allowed to. Because Pinchas magialo. Pinchas gets the matanis because he deserves it. All other kahanim afterwards, they're not supposed to, we're supposed to give it to them, but not that they are supposed to ask for it. But that's the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Aleph Beis and the Ben Yehoyada there. Okay. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch goes through the different parts of the animal, what has to be given. The Zroa is the right Zroa, as it says, Ha Zroa, whenever it's any, specific article in the Torah with a Hey Hayidiyah, it usually means the right, and the Gimel, Sif Gimel discusses what part of the cheek. Sif Dal talks about the Keba. Okay, those are the three. Sifhei. Even though it's mutter to eat from the meat before giving the matanos, this is not like tevel. This is not like the other matanos kahuna where there's an isser before I partake of it. But even though it's mutter, but still mitzvah lafrish miyad, there's still a mitzvah to be mafreshit as soon as I can. Mitzvah lafrish miyad. Look in the Vilna Gaon, the Gra right here says, what's the source of this? Kamashikasa beperek beis. Perek beis. Who remembers Perek Beis? Lamed Zayinam Beis. Way back in the second Perek of Chulin, we had a pasuk from Yechezkel, where Yechezkel was saying, he was declaring all the things that he did not do wrong. Lo, the pasuk says, "Va'omer aha Hashem Elokim, hine nafshi lo mitumaa unevelu trefa lo achalti minurei v'adata v'lo ba b'fi basar pigol." And we darshan, the Gemara darshan's every phrase there. What is he really saying? My soul has not become impurified. Nafshi lo mitumaa shlo herharti b'yom lo v'lidei tuma b'alayla. Nevelu trefa lo achalti. What, he ate nevelus and trefas? He has to say that he didn't eat nevelus and trefus. So he goes through what iser that is. V'lo ba b'fi basar pigol. I didn't eat any pigol. What's iser? Karis. So of course he didn't eat any pigol. What does it mean, pigol? Shlo achalti mi behema shahore bochacham. I didn't eat from an animal that even had a shayla. Next line. Mishum rabbi nasan amru. A diff. What does this mean? Didn't eat basar pigol? Shlo achalti mi behema shlo hermur matno seha. I didn't eat from an animal that didn't have its matanis taken off. What do you mean? Even if the matanis weren't taken off, it's not tevel. No, but still, you're supposed to give it. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah as soon as you can. So the Vilna Gaon quotes that Gemara, Lamed Zayin Mebeis and Chulin, as the source for this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to give it as soon as possible. The Ritva in Megillah notes, as we said, but he's a Befeir source, that says that that Gemara from Chulin Lamed Zayin appears in Megillah as well. The Gra points that out too, Megillah Chavchesim and Aleph. And the Ritva there says, "Les hilchas akavase." Don't think, the Ritva says, you might take this Gemara literally, that you cannot eat from the animal beforehand. He says, don't take it so literally, because the Gemara there has the lashon, "Kala ochel mi behemish lahomer manosea ki'ilu ochel tevalim." Says the Ritva, emphasize the ki'ilu. It's not really. Why? De lo dami la tevel da alma, shemanus kahuna shebo hi mu'urav b'chal hadagan. Why is it different? Why is this different? The Gemara calls it, it's betivle in its natural state, says the Ritva, because when you have a pile of grain, you don't know what's truma, it's more mu'urav inside of this. You have a whole pile of apples. But here, you know exactly what's going to be taken off. It's specific parts of the animal. How can you say the rest is tevel? There's no taroves here. Aval bebehema, manas kahuna shebo, chalukim in latzmam. They're inherently separate. Vigam einam kedoshim. Number two, they're inherently separate. Number one, they're inherently separate. Number two, they don't have any kedusha. Shemutara nami lahetyot. Elo sheyish b'mishim gezel ashevet. If you eat it, if you partake of it, it's stealing. But it doesn't have any kedusha. So two reasons, interestingly, why the Ritva says it's not tevel. Number one, because it's already separated. Inherently, it's different. And number two, it doesn't have any kedusha. So therefore, right, nafgamida might be, you have, let's say, Maiser Rishon. Maiser Rishon is not usher for Yisrael to eat, right? I mean, it's besides Gezel HaShevet, besides the Trumas Maiser inside. Let's say somehow you have Maiser Rishon. So Maiser Rishon, Trumas, without the Trumas Maiser, does that create Tevel? Also, there's no Tevel also because it is Shel, it is Shel Chulin. Okay, so that is the Ritva. One other Ha'ara, and that is another point, is that the Gra quotes a specific reason why one should be mafresh right away. The Aruch HaShulchan here says, more generally, HaShulchan says here in Siman Samach Aleph, why don't we just say, mitzvah lafrisha miyad achar shchita, this is reason, makdimon le mitzvahs. That's what we mentioned before. The chiyuv is on the shochet. But the Aruch HaShulchan says zriza makdima l'mitzvos. When everyone mentions zrizim, it's always good to remember the four principles that have to be mentioned, three plus zrizim, whenever zrizim comes up. There are four similar ideas quoted in various places in Shas. The Minchas Asher puts these together beautifully in Bereishis, in Simon Chav Beis, where he says, sometimes Rishonim interchange them, but Rav Asher Weiss thinks that each one of these has a different connotation. Number one, Zvizah Makdimah L'Mitzvahs, our case. What is that halacha? Nira Bebir Halacha Zu, to call Hecha de Mutal Al Ha'adam L'Kayim HaMitzvah, She'etzem Atziyasa Hi Atachlis HaNirtzaba, V'lo Totz Oseha, the Iker is the act, not so much the result. So those are cases where he says, Zriza Makdimah L'Mitzvahs, do it as quickly as you can. And that's why he says, what about the Maisa Mila also achieves a status of Mahol. But he says you find many times that you have Tfila, Mila, Shofar, V'chulu, all of those are Zriza Makdimah L'Mitzvahs. You don't find, for example, you know, you should do a marriage in the morning, even if marriage is a mitzvah. You don't find you should do a marriage in the morning. So why only by certain mitzvahs? So he says maybe zrizim is specifically because by those mitzvahs that have a maisa focus. We want to do the maisa as soon as possible. If it's about a result, so whenever you achieve the result, maybe it doesn't matter so much when it is done. That's his suggestion, number one, zrizim. Number two, the principle of shihui mitzvah lo mashinan. It's better not to delay a mitzvah. That's brought up in Yevamos. Yevamos, where it talks about, is it better to do, wait for the oldest brother to do Yibum, or do it with the younger brother now, or wait till somebody gets old enough, right? Different context of Shihui Mitzvah there, explains Rav Asher Weiss. The chash is that if you wait, it might not ever be done. That's what those contexts mean. The nira deinam shem chibuv mitzvah. It's not because it's to show beloved nature like zrizim. Ela kol hecha diyesh chash shema titaref hasha'a v'lo yucha l'kayim ha-mitzvah klal amrinan shihi mitzvah lo mashinan. That's what we'll say shihui mitzvah, this principle. Number two. Number three, says Rav Asher Weiss, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. A third principle. That's in Menachas, that's in Psachim. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Where is this? So we know this from Hilchas Shabbos. A carbon that's brought on Shabbos, you're even allowed to burn its fats on Shabbos. Why don't we just wait till the nighttime? We know Hector Chalom Vevarim is kosher at night, so you don't have to be Docha Shabbos. No, but because this is the optimal time to do it, so we don't wait. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. To call mitzvah, sheish ba ikr zman lasos ha-mitzvah. Vizman nosaf, sheyoti dechovaso. It's better to do the mitzvah bizman ha-ikari. Mishum chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. And that's b'shaita, it's meduyik. So that's what his suggestion for number three. And finally, the fourth principle that is related is ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvahs, which has various connotations. Sometimes it means if you have a mitzvah in front of you, you can't pass it over to do another mitzvah. If you could do a mitzvah in one place, you shouldn't do a mitzvah in another place. Passing by a shul, passing by, what about Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs versus doing a mitzvah bihidura when it comes up. That's Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvahs. That is a fourth principle that he says. And again, he says, Rishonim interchange them, but he thinks that in Chazal, there are four separate principles. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, right here, that is why one should be mafresh, these Zeroa, Lechayim, and the Keva, right away, because of that principle. Good. Sifav now. Oh, by the way, we should have did this when we start. When we started, and that is, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote a bracha. Is there a bracha on hafrashas or nesina zro l'chaim akeva? So we know there's a bracha on truma, trumas and maestros, right? Many of us have said the bracha, right? Bizman hazeh says that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention a word about a bracha. If you look in the Yad Ephraim right here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Yad Ephraim says ein mevarchin on nesina zu. You don't make a bracha on this. Why don't you make a bracha? Right? Maybe it's talib das acherim. Maybe the kohen won't want it. Right? And one reason that we mention is then he quotes others that say maybe you should make a bracha. Shemivarech lahafresh matanos. That's the discussion right here in the Yad Ephraim, whether it's appropriate to make a bracha on zeroa l'chayayim and keva. Okay. Next, you might say that maybe there's no bracha appropriate because what are you really doing? What are you doing? You're not doing anything. When he went, this is similar to what we said b'shem the Taz. The Taz explaining why is there no bracha on behema b'chor behema tahora. By b'chor behema tahora, when I give it to the Kohen, there's no bracha. I make a bracha on petach hamor. I make a bracha on pidyon aben. But I don't, they're b'choris, as I'm starting in 2 days. Right, but I don't make a bracha on b'chor behema tahora. Why? Says the Taz, because you're not really doing anything. It's kadosh me'elav. Okay, so I'm being mocked a little bit, but it's kadosh me'elav. What am I really doing? I'm not really doing anything. Mashenki, pidyon aben, I'm doing something. I'm changing the status. Also by, when it comes to petach hamor, I'm doing something. But maybe here, you're not really doing anything. When it comes to truma, meiser, like based on that ritva that we said before, nothing's designated yet, so you're designating, so that's right for a bracha. But here, it's already designated. It's like that bechor. So it could be, that is why there is no bracha on Zeror L'chaim Akeva. Just a suggestion. Okay, we continue now. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Sifav, Afilu eino shochei l'sorach achila elo l'klavim ol l'rafua. Even if I'm not shechting to eat, but I'm shechting because I want to give my dog some piece of meat, or I'm shechting for rafua, chayiv b'matanos. Chayiv matanos. Aval shachad umatza treifa, pater. But if the animal turns out to be a treifa, pater. Why is that? No source in Shas for that halacha, even though it's agreed upon. We saw two sources, one in Rashi, one in the Medrash. Rashi says, if you remember, on Kuf Lamed Vav Amabez, now in the next parak, Kuf Lamed Vav Amabez, in Berak Rishis Hagez, this is quoted, Rashi says, it's based on the pasuk of Titznu Lo, give to him, v'lo l'kalbo, and not to his dog. If you give a coin of trefa, he can't eat it. So Titznu Lo, you have to give something that's roy for him, and not for his dog. If you look in the Sifri that we quoted, that Sifri is quoted right here in the Taz, Os Ches, different drasha. Didar Shinan me eis zovche hazevach prat l'treifa. Zovche hazevach. A treifa is not called a zevach. If it's not ro'i la'achila, the Sifri Darshins, it's not called a zevach. So 2 days in the Medrash and Rashi, what is the source for treifa? If you look in the Shach says here even Safik treifa. Even Safik Trefa, Umashmi post, because I feel a Safik Trefa putter. Even, what if maybe it's Kojmi is Trefa, Sol's putter, why? Mitam de Matsyamala Kohen, Zil I see right, don't have Trefa he. Ve'etin lecha, ve'hamosa mechaveru lava raya, bring me a raya that it's not a Trefa. Safik Trefa is also going to be putter, because of the chshash. If you look in the Yad Ephraim. Yad Ephraim says, what if it's a treifa just because of the chumras achronim? It's also a violation of titzino lo v'lo l'kalbo, because the kohen's not going to eat it. So again, it's going to be putter. So again, lemaisa, any time that the kohen's not going to be able to eat these parts, so there does not seem to be a mitzvah. Good. Okay, Sif Zayin, you give it to a kohen chaver. If not, you give it to anybody. Sif Ches, though, is exciting. Nostin mosam l'kohenes. You're allowed to give this manas kahuna to a kohenes, to a lady kohen, meaning a bas kohen. Says the Shulchan Aruch, afilu hi nesua li Yisrael, even if she is married to Yisrael, v'hanostam l'bal Yisrael ki em mitzvas nesina, even if the kohenes, a bas kohen, is married to a Yisrael, still, one is Yotze the Mitzvah. Unbelievable. Says the Pischei Tshuva. Not the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva. Oz Gimel. Afilu Ika Kohen Gomor. Yochol Litam LaKohenes. Quoting the Marshal. Even if there's a Kohen there. Right? This Halacha, there is no Kedusha here, and one is allowed to give it to a Kohenes. Right? The question is, Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger. Hine. Bishari Matnas Kahuna. Kegon Pidyon Aben. Vechadome. Lonis parish dino lehedya. What about other matanos? Could you give that to a kohenes? Kohenes married to Yisrael. So there is. We have seen a day in Tosfos and Kiddushin in the first parak. Rav Kiva Eger quotes it. It says, "Yeah, Rav Kahana took it because of his wife was Rav Kahana Kohen. 2 days in Tosfos. So this is the issue that Rabbi Kiva Eger deals with. Whether it applies to other manas kahuna. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes for sure not." For sure, this is the only time it appears in Shas by really appears in Shas. Obvious, and therefore you cannot do it to any others. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Yirali, the Dinze Eino Ela B'matanos, Zeru L'chaim Akeva, Aval Shari Matanos Kuhuna, V'Leviya, Ketruma, U'Maiser, U'Pidyon HaBen, V'Char Mekonim, Ein Yosim Yedin Nesina, K'shenosu L'Kornos L'Levios, no way! Why? Listen to his diak. Mipnei Shematanos Elu Amurim B'Parshas Korach, V'Ksev Shom B'Maiser L'Bnei Levi, all the ones in Korach, that Hashem had a re-promise to Aaron to make sure nobody starts up again, all of those are only Lebnei Levi. Ubevade lemute benos Levi hu da'asi. V'chein b'chol ma'anas kuna k'siv. Avo matanas elu, where's this brought? This is in Shoftim. It's the end of Dvarim. V'ksiv stam kohanim, v'darshina afila kohanas. V'lachein lo matzinu b'kol hashas, she'yoel nesina l'kohanas b'shari matanas kuna v'lachein levia v'maisras. You don't find it anywhere else. This is the only place, says the Aruch HaShulchan, and Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a suffix about it, but I'm sure it doesn't apply to any others. Okay, but that is Kohenis. Period. Siftes. Lo yechalkim lahar b'kohanim. One shouldn't give in to so many. If I have a lot of animals, I'm giving it. I shouldn't split it up and give a tiny little bit to every kohen. Shetzorach lasi, it's the cholecha davar chashav kedei nesina, because it says titnu lo. I have to give a nesina. Elanosin zroa el echad v'keva la'acher v'lachayayim l'shnayim. Zero to one, and the cave to another, and the l'chayim, the two cheeks, you can split up. If it's very big. Either way, it has to be a nesina chashuva, right? Related to the Noda Bihuda and the Tosfos Rid, that we like to quote related to Truma. Same idea. The Noda Bihuda and the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches both say that the mitzvah of Truma, though we had in the Daf Yomi this week, though midoraisa, there is no shear for truma, chita achas poteres esakri, but to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of nesina, it has to be a davar chashuv. It has to be a chashuv amount, and just like the Shulchan Aruch says right here by Zeru L'chaim Akeva, so too it applies by truma as well. Okay, what happens if there's no coin around? What does one do? There's no coin, it means some coin. So you gotta sell it, estimate it, and save the money. Save the money. Yashum matanas bedamim. Ochlam nosen adam lekohen. You save the money until the kohen comes. That's what you do in Sif Yud based on the Gemaras. Okay, so now we get up to the kohen's behavior. What does the kohen do? Ein lo lekohen lachtof hamatanos. The kohen should not grab the matanos. Taz. Dichsiv v'nasan veloshi yitom ayatzmo. It says v'nasan. Nasan means don't take it. Right? Shouldn't grab the matanos. Va'afilu lishol osam bepeh. Even asking for them, Ella im yitnei lo dera kavod yitzleim. Right? Only if he gets them. Ubizan shagim koanim rabim. What if there are a lot of koanim? This isn't something you should fight over. This is not one of those. Truma, meiser, those are all mitzvahs achila. So maybe those you should really try. But here, no reason to fight over. Just like the tsnuim from Yumalamites, they're moshech yideim, bahagar garanim, notlim, and the gluttons grab. Imai sanua, he doesn't have to take, except So the Shulchan Aruch does say, if nobody has any idea that he's a Kohen, he should maybe take it so that they know he's a Kohen. The Gemara says there's another way. Or I should say, what day should he take it? So if you remember the Gemara we had on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, we have the stories there of the Kohanim who didn't want to take, who didn't want to even ask for it. We have the story of Abaya. Abaya said, well, I used to grab the Matanis. Why? Because I said, chibuv mitzvah. But then, once I heard v'nasan v'loshito miyatzmo, I didn't grab, but I said, you know what? Could I have some? But then I realized even that's not good, because that's what the B'nai Shmuel did, and they were faulted for it. So I said, you know what? I stopped taking at all. Except, levar, and this was last week's shir, mimala yomei dekipurei, except for Erev Yom Kippur, la'achzuke nafshoi b'kohanei. Right? So that people know I'm a Kohen. Abaya was a Kohen. So people know I'm a Kohen. That's why I took it. That was last week's year and this week's year all coming together. But then we had the interesting line. The Gemara said, what about Duchening? Why did they know it is Duchening? So the Gemara said, Antile Idne. He didn't have time. What does that mean? He had a stomach ailment, or he didn't have it with a minion because he didn't have it with a minion in public because he was busy teaching Torah. Okay, so that is the that's what this Shulchan Aruch is based on. So there's a balance of, you know, showing everybody that I'm a Kohen and being meek and not grabbing matanos that I don't need to grab. There's always a balance of trying to do something l'shei mitzvah and thinking of the bigger picture, right? It comes up in Hilchos Avelos as well. Davening for the yamid versus having a fight, right? It's a bigger schus not having a fight in shul for the niftar than being a strong man and davening in that case. Okay, that's Zerah L'chaim Akeva. So what does the Kohen do with the Zerah L'chaim Akeva? What is he allowed to do with it? Says the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, Yud Beis, HaKohen Yochol La'achlam, B'chol Inyan She'arev Alav Yoser. He could eat it in any way he wants. Right? You asked this on during the Shir. What about L'mashcha? It does not apply here, because these don't have Kedusha. Zerah L'chaim Akeva, you can eat it as, however you want. V'im kol ha'matamim shavim etzlo, yochlim sli b'chardal. Okay, if it's all equal, then he could eat it sli b'chardal, which is usually objectively defined as a royal way of eating, which is how Kohanim are supposed to eat karbanos. But these aren't karbanos, right? This isn't shlamim. This isn't the chazay and the shok. So therefore, they can really eat it any way they want if they choose to. That is that halacha. Okay, he could also give it to his dog. Yochal lachil and klavim olamachram litim lo v'kochavim. Good. Yeah.
The Gemara says
it, but we had stories there that they ate it however they wanted. Vayter go to Sif Tezvav. Lo nasa na matanas l'kohen. What if somebody didn't give matanas? He didn't give manas kahuna. Ela achlano hefsidon. Let's say he ate them. Or he was mafsid them. Pater midine adam. He's pater. Why is he pater? This is Rav Chizda's din. Mazik matanas kahuna. So why is he pater? Remember the Gemara gave two reasons. Either it is mamon she'ein lo tovim. It is mammon that does not have any claimers. So therefore, this was at the beginning of the parak, right? Mammon shein lo tovim, and therefore, there's nobody to claim it. That's why he's pata. Who's he going to give it to? Or the other reason was, dichsiv zeh. Because it says zeh. This is what you have to give, and if zeh is not here, so then you don't have to give it. That's the 2 days in the Gemara. But if you remember, Tosfos there said, Kuflamin Abbeis, that there is a chi of Lassis, Yidei Shamayim, to give it to the Kohanim according to the one of the reasons. According to the reason of Mamun She'ein Lo Tovim. You're right, nobody's going to claim it. But you know what? There's a chi of Lassis, Shamayim, to give it to a Kohen. Tosfos, Shulchan Aruch here quotes Tosfos. Ela Kadei Lassis, Yidei Shamayim, Sorach Lefroad Demayim. You got to pay Lassis, Yidei Shamayim. If you remember, the Ron argued on that. Shulchan Aruch is passing like Tosfos. The Ron argument said, no, what are you talking about? There's no Tovim here, even according to that day of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Gemara. Still, there's no Chiv to pay it out. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas? If you remember, we had the beautiful thought of the Stipler in Sima Lamed Vav, where the Stipler explained, what does it mean, Mamun She'en Lo Tovim? Or what does it mean, go back a step, that these items are Mamun HaShevet? Does that mean it belongs to every single one of the Shevet? And therefore, it's just too confusing. Who's going to come? It belongs to everybody. But let's just say the other side first. Or we say, no, Mamun HaShevet means it belongs to the Tzibur. It doesn't belong to each and every one of them. It belongs to the collective Mamun HaShevet. L'may Nafkamina, says the Stipler, what if all of them make one person a Shliach? Could that one person be a Toveya? So if you say, like approach number one, yes. Because really, it's each and every one. So one, they can make one person a shliach. Mashenkin, if you say that it's, by definition, collective, then it does. You can't make one person. Says the Stipler, that's the Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Ramban as well. That's the Machlokas. According to Tosfos, it's Mamun She'en Lo Tovim, but Lassi Zei Shemayim. Because really, it belongs to each and every one. You just don't know who. So you know what? Give it to somebody. Mashenkin, if you say, according to the other Deya, that's Tosfos, but according to the Ron, there's no Chiyuv, because maybe he owed Mamun HaShevet, by definition, is collective, and therefore there is no even Chiyuv L'Asis Yidei Shamayim. The Stipler, if you remember, also said, again, Nafkamina is number one if they appoint one person. Number two, this Machlokas, Tosfos and the Ron, L'Asis Yidei Shamayim. Number three, the Stipler said at the end of the Perek, when we spoke about, is it possible to steal? Is it possible to steal? Did I bring the Stipler here? Yeah. The Stipler said, are matnas kahuna nigzolos or not? Right? So he says, that machlokas on Kufla Medalid, the end of the parak, then that machlokas he thinks is also connected. If you say that it's collective, you can't steal something if there's no nigzal. Only it's got to be a nigzal to steal it. So if you say matanos eino nigzolos, that's because you say, because it's a collective, like the run. But if you say it's nigzolos, so maybe that's like Tosfos. You're right, there are many There are many nigzelos, each worse than, even though there's not one specific one that you can pin it on. Okay, so that's related to the Sif Tezvav about whether there is a Latsi Zishamayim if one didn't, if one destroyed the Matnas Kahuna. Okay, Sif Yud Zayin, Matnas Enam Nogaz Alab Sharvazeh. It only applies to oxen and sheep. V'lo b'chayu b'of, no other animals. And it applies to Kelayim, if one of the parents are Chayiv. Okay, good. Sif Yud Tet, it does not apply to Kachim, doesn't apply to Bechor. But now we move on to Sif Chaf Aleph, which is a crucial sif. This is what we discussed the first day. Matanos no heges. The Shulchan Aruch has 2 days here. Matanos no heges b'chol makom bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz bein b'fnei abayis b'zman shebeisim d'shkayim bein shelo b'fnei abayis. First day in the Shulchan Aruch is it applies everywhere in the world. Doraisa. That's the Mishnah beginning of the parak. Bein b'fnei ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. V'yesh mishomer. Some say no. Shein nogas b'chutz la'aretz. Some say it does not apply in Chutz La'aretz. And you look in the Baragola, it's from, that's Rashi, and the Rami Ruhenberg, based on Kuf Lamed Vav. What's Kuf Lamed Vav? That's Rabbi Loi's din. Rabbi Loi says, Reishis HaGeiz, the minog of the world, is Reishis HaGeiz is only Noig Ba'aretz. Says Rashi, Hu Adin Zero L'chaim Akeva. Rashi says Rabbi Loi would argue on our Mishnah, and that's the Machlokas we've shown him. Who do we paskin like? The Rambam and others paskin that, like the Mishnah, that it's B'chol Makom, and that's why he said that's the first day of the Shulchan Aruch, and the second day of the Shulchan Aruch is Yesh Misha Omer, that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, V'chein Nohagu. The Ramah says the Minag is not to do it in Chutz La'aretz. Ayin Sefer HaChinuch L'Hara'ah. Right, we discussed that in the past, whether the Sefer HaChinuch really wrote the Ra'ah really wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. But those are the 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva, he quotes what we saw as well, that he quotes the Sefer Lechem HaPanim, that quotes the Maharam in the Tshuva, the Mandaboy Lameyav Matzi Yasev Lomechse Ki Yora. If you want to, it's not Yora. He quotes the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer was always Ragil every Erev Yantif to shecht an animal and give the Matanis, and Rishis Ageiz, and he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. Right, he wasn't Eretz Yisrael. We saw the Placey, Yonatan and Ibishitz. The Crazy and the Placey. Crazy and the Placey on Yerodea, right here. He quotes, Im Yirtze Echo Lahachmir Velitain Lakoein, Lakayim Mitzvah Zasei, Les Be Mishum Yora, Ube Emes Lo Yadati, Anji Maisa, Machmirin, Bekamet, Dikduke Mitzvah, Svachumris, Lame in a Mahajim, Lakayim Mitzvah Zeshul Torah. He just wonders why people don't do it. And he says he was once by one of his Rebbe's, and they were making a Pidyon HaBen, and they had a Kohen Miyuchas there, a real Miyuchas Kohen, and when he was there by the Pidyon HaBen, he also gave him a Zeron L'chaim in the Keva. Right, just as he was treating him like a real Kohen at that moment, so he threw that in as well. But this is one of the mysteries why this mitzvah is not knowing, even in Eretz Yisrael, but maybe it is. The Vilna Gaon was makbid about it. We have to ask all of our farmer friends. Not just farmer friends, people who own Shar Vaseh. Right? It's not so common because not too many people own Shar Vaseh.
Schlachthauses, I mean, what do they do?
In the Schlachthauses, right? I don't know, you gotta do the research. Gotta do the research. What do they do in even in Chutz La'aretz? Right? According to the Gra did it in Vilna, Chassam Sofer did it in Pressburg. Right? So what happens in what's the OU policy on these Ro L'chaim and the Keva? I'm not sure. Maybe there's someone out there that could let me know. Okay. Anyway, but at least in Eretz Yisrael, that's a holiday. It should be done. Why isn't it done? I don't know. Kohen Muchzok. Yeah, prove to me that you're a Kohen and I'll give it to you. Because after all, it's Chulin. But it's more difficult. What happens? Okay, let's continue. What else could we talk about? Chabez. Kohanim Peter Mimatanos. A Kohen himself does not have to give Matanos. If you look for a second in the, after the Simen, the Sif Seidas, which is the Prima Gadim on Yerodea, it's quoted, he has Sfekas. What about a Kohen Chalal? Is he like a Yisrael for this regard? Every halacha about a Kohen, you gotta ask, what about a Kohen Chalal? Okay, for an Aliyah, he's called a Yisrael. But what about Kenny Truma? But what about a Kohen Chalal regarding this? See, has that Safek. Mi Amrina de Chalal Din Yisrael, Yeshlo, Odilma, Akati Lav Bechlal, Am Havi, Vedino Kalevi, Mihas Al Kapanim. He's at least like a Levi. What do you mean like a Levi? So, what about a Levi? Next halach in the Shulchan Aruch. Chof Gimel, Leviim, Suffik Imim Chayim Matanos. Right? If you remember, the Gemara had a Suffik, because the Gemara says the Am has to give Matanos. Are the Leviim part of the Am? For example, the Gemara said, on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen brings Kapara, he brings Kapara for himself, and his family, for the whole Kohen, Kohanim, Shevet, and for all Am Yisrael. So you see, the Leviim are not included. So Leviim are in this middle status. Sometimes they're put with the rest of Klal Yisrael, sometimes they're put with the Kohanim. They're in this middle status. So here, Suffolk, if they're Chayiv Matanis, therefore they're Potter. Therefore, they're potter because Hamas Mechalav Araya. Ah, what if the Kohen grabs it? V'im not l'nagoy miyado, ain't sorg l'achzir on lo. Tafas lo mafkinan. The Kohen can keep it if he grabs it. Rama, the yeshchokin, dafil not l'nagoy, mosi miyado, no, you give it back. So, machlokas we shown him, machlokas in the Rambam and others, and this is a machlokas mechaber in the Rama. So, is this a machlokas about tfisa in general? Is this a machlokas specifically about manas kahuna? How much of a suffix it is? Okay, that is the discussion about Levium. Interesting discussion. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that Sifsei Das also discusses what about a balmum? What about balmum kohen? So he's also pater from matanos, and he can take matanos because he's for sure a kohen. He just can't do the avoda, but he's surely a full kohen. One final point. Again, we're not going to do this now. We can look in the related to the cases that the Gemara discussed in Chaf Tes. What if somebody makes a tnai, a kohen sells his animal to a Yisrael except for the matanos? Does that work? Is that considered masal mashkas of Torah? If he keeps it for himself, that's the Shach and the Taz here discuss that. But just to end off with the last halacha. Maybe we talk about other halachas. He talks about if Yisrael partakes of them, then he is pater. Last halacha, gerishin is gayer of haisel para. Let's say a ger converts and he has a cow. Depends if it was shechted pre or post conversion. Nishchata shalon is gayer pater. Mishin is gayer chayiv. Because it always goes by the zman shechita. Im safek. What if it's a safek? He's a safek. So as we mentioned, maybe he's making a suda's gerus. So he told somebody to shecht it for him, and you don't know exactly what happened first. Didn't have watches in those days. So even if you know how to watch, who knows? So pater shamosi b'chalev araya. So pater in that case, because hamosi b'chaveiro, it is all mishum safi. Okay, these are some of the halachas of manas kahuna of Zerol Chaim and Keva that we were Baruch Hashem Zocha to discuss in the 10th parak of Chulin and in Yaradeya Chelak Aleph. Let's move right along to quickly discuss the other mitzvah that we wanted to discuss, which is the 11th parak of Chulin, and that is all about Reishis Hageiz, which is Simen Shin Lamed Gimel. Shin Lamed Gimel in Yaradeya. One Simen, Dine Reishis Hageiz. Once we're here, though, just to mention, we're never going to have another shir. Maybe we will, that's Hashem. Meheira will have a shir about everything. But in Shin Lamed Beis, it's just one simon to mention it. Right? We're on the same page. Din Matnas Aniyim. Well, let's do it because it's such a crucial halacha. Do we do Lekat Shecha and Peah today? Right? This was one of the more amazing halachas that we quoted then. Shin Lamed Beis, Lekat Shecha and Peah. Im Ein Aniyah Yisrael Mitsuyim Shem Litzlam Ein Sarach Lahanicham. Shulchan Aruch says, if the Jewish poor are not going to get it, don't leave it. Rama, the ha'idna, a noagin bahem, lafisha rov, ovdik achavim, vim yanichum, yvodik achavim v'yitzlam, they're going to take it. They're going to take it. And the Nosekelim explained that the Jews have yeish on it anyway. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, we don't leave lecha shechem peya. We saw the Chazonish and Ilchas Maisris that even added that which ani is interested in kernels of wheat today. They want money. They want food. You can just buy bread in the store. You don't need wheat. So, because they don't want it, so they're not going to take it. And if they're not going to take it, there's no reason to leave it out. So that's why the Chazon Ish, even expanding on this Ramah, says that there is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to do that. Bizman hazeh. Okay, Shalom and Gimel, though. Reishis Hageiz. So Reishis Hageiz, as we said, is the 11th parak in Chulin. It's quoted, it's put here. Reishis Hageiz is put with the other Manas Kahuna. It's put with Hilchas Trumas, Hilchas Chala, Hilchas Bachor Behema Tahora. All of these are put in the end of Yoredeya, put together by, really it was the Tur. We shouldn't blame the Shulchan Aruch. The Tur is the one that had the structure. He puts it here in Shin Lamed Gimel. The Rambam puts this in Hilchas Bikurim, along with Zerol Chaim Akeva. He puts Reishis Hageiz there too. He does not put it with Trumas and Maisris, have their own sections, but that is the Rambam. Okay. If you look, I wanted to just do the Gra on this Rama that says Rov Ovdik Achavim, the Gra adds on Vinisya Ashu Ha'anim, and that's why you don't have to give it. Umutter Bahen Kamo Misha Yelchan Emoshos. Like at the end, just like the Mishnah in Peah describes, when are you allowed to go onto your field? When the last ones went through. So too, this is when the last ones went through, so you could assume that there's nobody else that's going to take it. The Sefer HaChinuch describes what the mitzvah is about. Why is there a mitzvah to give Reishis Hageiz to the Kohanim? Says the HaChinuch in Tav Kuf Ches. Well, we know. We're supposed to supply them with food. We're supposed to supply them with drink. Truma, we give them. Bikurim, we give them. So you have to make sure that they have clothing as well. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Va'konim kamosha hein shei misharsim tamid p'nei Hashem ve'in lahem nachla b'karkos v'lo b'giza zicha lahem Hashem yisparach kol tzorach mechiasam ha'idei achayim. We have to support them. V'inasin lahem trumo ma'isar v'na ma'isar shim lachma v'yenam. We give them truman and trumas ma'isar, that's bread and wine. U'matnas behema, we give them meat. Zerol l'chaim akev, we give them the main course. V'adayin chasar lahem malbush. Zika lahem reishas ha'geiz l'malbushayim. So we give them reishas ha'geiz. V'od zika lahem steachuza gezel ager for their utilities. L'shar hotzas utzrachim she'adam tzarech. You gotta support the Kohanim, right? They're the kolonics in the Zvan of the Beis HaMikdash, that are sitting and learning, and we support them. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Here the Shulchan Aruch only has one day. Not 2 days. Reishis hageiz eino noek ela ba'aretz. Bein b'fnei habayis, bein shalom b'fnei habayis. There it is. Why does the Shulchan Aruch only have one day here? Because Rabbi Eloi in the Gemara, Kuf Lamed Vav, only says it by Reishis hageiz. Rashi extended it to Zerol HaChayim in the Keva. And some Rishonim extended it. But the Gemara says it by Reishis hageiz. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says it by Reishis hageiz. What does it have to do with Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't. It's not a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. With animals. But we know there are certain mitzvos that are limited to Eretz Yisrael, even though they don't have to do with the land. Kiddush HaChodesh, Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Gemara says in Harias goes by Rove, B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, Egla Arufa, right? There are other, you go by the borders of the original Eretz Yisrael, right? It might have to do with what the Ramban says at the beginning of Maseches Gittin. There's something called Shem Eretz Yisrael, separate from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, some of these halachas, which don't have to do with the land, might be totally on that. There's a special Chalo Shem separate from the Mitzvos HaTaluyos Ba, right? Why are people buried there? Not because of the Mitzvos HaTaluyos Ba. They're not doing any mitzvahs then. They're Chavshim and HaMitzvahs. But it's the Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael. I heard a very interesting, this week I had an interesting shaila. Somebody called up that they there was somebody that they knew that was Nifter, Rachman al-San in Eretz Yisrael, and they were flying them back to Chutz Laaretz. Because the whole family's in Chutz Laaretz. So the any halachic ramifications of that. You're already in Eretz, if you're not in Eretz Yisrael, okay. But if somebody's Nifter in Eretz Yisrael, so on the one hand you have your kfur of Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper. On the other hand, if no family member lives here, so maybe it's more of a covet to be near the family. So the family will be able to go and visit them. Interesting shaila. Interesting shaila. Anyway, so the I got to look it up in the poskim. No psak here. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Reishis hageiz is only, again, in Eretz Yisrael. Even bisman hazeh. V'yeshomrim dvar Torah reishis hageiz noigam v'yilu b'chutz la'aretz el shlo nagu kein. Okay, zeminag natu. That's the language. It's an interesting language of Rabbi Loi. Kuf lamed vav. It says, ha'olam noheg. Rabbi Loi, that we don't do it. It doesn't say the halacha is like Rabbi Loi. The olam is noeg. So we showed him deal with. Is that just a minog, but really we should? That's where this language of the Ramah comes from. Maybe we should, we just don't. Either way, that is the minog only in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, wanted to add. Aruch HaShulchan, V'kasvu, Tahaidna, he quotes this these 2 days, and he says, Aruch HaShulchan was not in Eretz Yisrael, he was in Nevardic. He said, but listen to this Lashon. V'kasvu, Tahaidna, gam b'Eretz Yisrael ein noagim. I've heard that even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do this today. V'lo yadati shum tam laze. I have no idea why. T'bevadei me'ikar adin afilu b'chutz la'aretz chayiv. Ela she'noagu kein. Aval b'Eretz Yisrael ein shum tam v'reach. There's no reason not to. V'hayarei dvar Hashem, if anybody owns sheep, yarei dvar Hashem, yireh l'kayim ha-mitzvah, ketikuno, kishayesh lo kfasim. And then he adds, fascinating, I never saw the Aruch HaShulchan say something like this, v'gam levim chayavim b'mitzvah zu. Also levim. V'yecholom litin gam l'kohenes, k'mo manas kahuna. T'v'chad ha-parshach sivi. Now where's the line that I wanted to get to? Where is it? I think I have it later. What was it, the earlier one? One second. Where was the Aruch HaShulchan? There was a key line. There was a great line I wanted to mention from the Aruch HaShulchan. Let me see if it was by Samach Aleph. If I don't find it now, I'll just say it outside. Ah, here it is. Here it is. At the end of, it was by Ezra L'chaim and L'keva. I forgot to mention it. He goes through whether it's Doig Bizman Azeb, B'chus Laris, the two different days. And he says, nowadays you don't see people doing it. Lo chazina denog apim matanos, v'lo mesharim in haga, v'kach nog in kol olam, v'kol mako, misharos alitin, yochol litin, v'lo mechzi ki yora, v'yesh mechasid, manche maisa, shemahajon l'chaim mitzvah zugam b'chus Laris. Talking about Ezra L'chaim and L'keva. V'gama ni ra'isi, b'yimei yaldusai, l'gadol echad, Shekodim haregel hayakonet daka v'shachta v'nathan matanos l'kohen. I saw a gadol do that when I was a little boy. I don't know which gadol it was. I don't think he overlapped with the Chassam Sofer. I know exactly. I have to figure out when he was born and when the Chassam Sofer was lifted. Well, he should have overlapped with him. He should have overlapped with the Chassam Sofer. So maybe that's what he's talking about. He doesn't quote who, but then he quotes the last line: va'ani Levi v'ein biyacholti l'kaima va'ashri enosh yasezos. That's what he ends off. See, I can't do it. I'm a Levi. What can I do? That's what he ends that off with the Aruch Hashol. That's what he ends off Samach Aleph Nun Gimel. He doesn't say that here by Reishis Hageis. Reishis Hageis doesn't say that even here that the Leviim are also Chayiv. So maybe he says because I did it. I don't know if he had any sheep or not. But that's that was just the interesting line of the Aruch Hashulchan that I forgot to mention before. Okay, sorry. Anyway, says the Shulchan Aruch now. So Reishis Hageis is only in Eretz Yisrael. Sif Beis in Chayiv Reishis Hageis Ela Hakvasim Bilvad Zechar Medikavis. Only sheep. Only sheep, even if other types of animals have wool, it doesn't matter. There's no mitzvah then. Only sheep. Vim simron, by simron kasha, even by sheep, if they have very hard wool, eino rashoi lovisha, it's not wearable, putter. Even if the kohen can make it into a sack, the Gemara said, doesn't matter. It has to be low for him to wear. What happens if I processed it before I gave it to the kohen? Gazaz hatzemer v'libno. If I cleaned it, chayif. I don't have a chiv to clean it. I have to give it to him, and he cleans it. But if I cleaned it before in chayiv, avalim tzva'o pater. But if I colored it pater, that's the principle of shinui kone. This is a big discussion here, and in Mesechas Baba Kama, shinui kone, tzvia is considered a shinui, even though cleaning is not a shinui. If you remember, we saw the Rambam, there's a steer in the Rambam, because he passes like this by Gracious Akeiz, that libud is not a shinui, even though in Hilchas Geneva, he does say it's a shinui. In Hilchas Geneva, in Gzela, the Rambam says that Tzviya en Libun is a Shinui. So we saw the beautiful thought of Rav Issa Zalman in the Evan Azel that, no, maybe there's a difference. By Reishis Hageiz, it's still the same item. Enough that you still have to give it. Mashayin came. By Gezel, it's not Asher Gazel. That is a higher standard of exactness that needs to be, and it's not the same exact thing, and therefore Pater. Next, hey, Hamafresh Reishis Hageiz, we didn't focus on this in the daf, but it came up there. Va'avad. What happens if I mafresh it and it got lost before I gave it to the Kohen? Chayiv b'achrayus hashinan al Kohen. Chayiv b'achrayus. Person says chayiv b'achrayus until he gives it to the Kohen. Rabbi Kiva Eger. Dafka kishiyesh od ba'en. What does it mean chayiv b'achrayus? You gotta give more. So if I have more, I have to give more. Diakati matzi l'kayiv ha-mitzvah. Masha'en kein b'ne'ev ar-kula. If it's totally lost, then it's b'amashen lo-tovim. As long as I have some left, I have to give. But why? Because I have to do the mitzvah. It's still part of the mitzvah. But if the whole thing is lost, then yochol ditin rak demayem havimamosh in lotovim upater kemo mazik matnis kahuna. Right. So therefore, there's mazik kahuna. Also, so that the Rabbi Kiva Eger has the limit on that halacha. Also, a bracha is not mentioned here as well by the Shulchan Aruch as well. L'chora, there is no bracha either. Maybe similar reasons to the previous discussion. Vav haomer kol gizasi reishis. Tvarav Kayamin. Somebody wants to give all of his wool. It works. It's not like Truma. Not like Truma. The Gemara compared it to Truma. Truma, you can't give your whole field Truma. But you could give all of your Giza Truma. You don't need what's called Shioreha Ni Karin. Okay, how much sheep or sheep's wool does one have to have in order to be Chayiv in the Mitzvah? Sif Tess, skipping. Kamatzon Yielov Yechayiv as Beishas Ageiz. So he passes in like Beis Hillel. Ain't Pachos Mei Hay. At least 5 sheep. At least 5 sheep, based on a pasuk in Navi, 5 sheep. 5 sheep where the wool that is shorn weighs at least 60 sela. Right? You have to figure out how that translates. And each animal has to contribute some 12, right? 12 to the amount. He does this a minimum amount of what is required. Right? This is different than Zerol Chaim Akeva, every animal. Every animal is chayiv to give. Here, it is cumulative. Partners, if somebody's partners, so we paskin that two Jewish partners have to give two. Hashutfin sif yud chayavim. Right, chayavim, as long as it is a large enough partnership. Vaiter sif yud aleph. Reishas ageiz mitzvasa betchila. As we saw earlier, the best is to give the first shearings. The first shearings we should try to give. We added this last Shabbos. V'im hifresh b'im b'amsa b'im basof yatsa. If you didn't, and now you already used some of it, you can still do the mitzvah now. As long as there's some left, you could still be yotzei the mitzvah. Mitzvah to give though betchila. Sifud Beis talks all about siruf. Hayelo heitzon. This was the case in the Gemara. The gadol achas mehan bilvad umachah gidaz. What if I shorn one and then I sell it? Shorn two, sell it. So by the time I get to five, I don't have the wool anymore. So the halacha is we paskin hakol mitztarfas loreishas hageiz v'chayev afil achar kamashanim. Even after a number of years, it's all mitztaref. You have to keep track. If somebody is a sheep owner, they have to keep track till when they get five and then give it to the Kohen. Yud Gimel. So what do you have to give? So we spoke about what's Mechuyev. But how much do you have to give? You have to have at least five that produce 60. But how much do you have to give? Misha Yilo Gizas Rabo Shoreshes Akez Rosal Lachad El Kohanim. Lo Yitin Lachol Echad Pochaz Mi Mishkal Chamesh Slaim Meluban. Kedei Beged Katan. If it's possible, as we said, you have to give enough to make a little Beged. How do you know a little beged? What's the smallest beged? What did the Gemara say? The avnet. The smallest amount of wool was used for the avnet of the big day Kohen God, a big day Kohen Gadol, and therefore that is the shear that is required. Whatever amount of wool is used in the avnet, that is what is required. That's what's called a beged katan for this halacha as well. Why the avnet? You remember we discussed the Shagas Aryeh there in Simon Chavtes. Is there kilayim in the avnet? Asi dechalos asay. That was an important discussion of the Shagas Aryeh. Simen chavtes. Finally, reishas ageis chulun lechol davar lefichach nosen osol kohenes afabishi nesua li Yisrael. The only two trivia question pashtus. The two that the Shulchan Aruch says mefurish. Might be more, but we just did the two. Two matnas kahuna that the Shulchan Aruch says mefurish can be given to a bas kohen even if she's married to a Yisrael. Reishas ageis and zeroa lechayayim and Keva. These are some of the halachas, 10th and 11th perek. 12th perek, right, that's Shiluach HaKan. That's another simon in Shulchan Aruch, right, that is, maybe we'll have it as another shir, but that's also right here, that's earlier in Yerodei Achel Gimel, couple of simonim back. Next week, I think, we'll see, tomorrow's daf brings up Chalipin, and brings up Ein Shliach Levar Avera. So maybe one of those will have a shir on next week, but stay tuned, we'll see. Maybe the beginning of Bechoros will give us some other items that we might want to talk about. Okay, we'll stop here.